How long had you planned the party?
Not long, it's just kind of sporadic.
Not sporadic, spur of the moment.
Yeah, whatever.
An impromptu bash leads to an impulsive beating.
He proceeded to hit me all left and right, over and over. My mouth was filling up the blood. I was in a daze, and I didn't want to fight back.
Judge Judy.
How many times have you been arrested for assault?
As an adult, only once.
Well, you haven't been an adult that long, sir. You've only been an adult for 1 year.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Jonathan Rowland is suing his former friend, 22-year-old Zachary Surratt, for assaulting him at a party. Jonathan claims Zachary punched him in the face and broke his jaw.
Order. All rise. Yeah, this is case number 100 on the calendar in the matter of Rowland versus Surratt.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Mr. Rowland, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you at a party at his house.
Yes.
The defendant says that he acted in self-defense, that you were the aggressor at the party, and whatever injuries you incurred really were a result of your own actions. How do you know him?
We've been friends for probably a few years. Well, somewhat friends, not really anymore. But we used to live in the same town, Bemidji, Minnesota.
Did you go to the same school?
Yeah.
Well, how old are you?
21.
And you?
22.
So you went to the same school for a while?
Yeah.
Yes is an answer.
Yes.
Very good. What was this party about, Mr. Surratt?
It was just a party, Your Honor. There wasn't no reason or nothing like that.
Was it at your home?
Yes.
Who do you live with?
My mom.
And was she at home?
No.
Where was she?
She's at work.
What date was this party?
I don't know exactly, but it was right before Thanksgiving.
What date was the party?
It was the 17th.
Of November?
Of November, yes.
How long had you planned the party?
Not long. It's just kind of sporadic.
Not sporadic. Spur of the moment.
Yeah, whatever.
Not whatever. Spur of the moment. Did your mother know you were planning this party?
No.
Did you ask her permission to have people over?
No.
Just for my own information, if you had asked her to have a party, what would she have said?
No.
So you waited until she went to work?
Yes.
Well, at least you're honest. At least about this, you're honest. How many people did you invite to the party?
I only invited like 5 people, but a bunch of people showed up.
You invited 5. That day?
Yeah, just to have drinks, but it turned into... Yes, Your Honor, but it turned into a party.
Well, when you call these people, it's like a telephone game. You call 5 people, they call 5 people, and then you have a lot of people. How many people ultimately showed up?
I don't know the exact number, but it's shoulder to shoulder.
Give me an approximate, sir.
50, maybe.
50. So 5 turned into 50.
Yes.
At any time other than the plaintiff, did you tell anyone to leave that it was too many people?
No, Your Honor.
Who invited you to the party?
I was not invited. I went there with my friend.
Was your friend invited?
Yes.
Who's your friend?
His name is... I can't even remember his name.
Find your center and then give me his name.
His name is...
What was the name of the friend who brought him?
Chris. Charles.
Chris, does that sound right?
Yes, yes. I'm okay. Sorry,
now,
Your Honor.
Had you invited Chris?
Yes.
Now tell me what happened, Mr. Rowland.
Okay, we were there, having a good time. You know, Zach, he's a big jokester. I had 3 beers. He had 140 and 3 beers. We're standing downstairs, and I grabbed his pack of cigarettes, and I lit one up, threw him in my pocket. Comes up to me.
Threw the lit cigarette in your pocket?
No, the pack.
Oh, you took one of his cigarettes.
Yeah, because we both had the same pack of cigarettes.
Both had the same kind of cigarettes, not the same pack.
Yep. I'm sorry, Your Honor. So he comes up to me, asks me if I'm stealing his cigarettes. So I said, yeah. Thought he was joking around with me because I thought they were mine. So he asked me again, are you stealing my smokes? And you know, I was kind of playing it off. And then he proceeded to hit me all left and right, over and over. And then I finally tackled him down to the chair. And at that point in time, my mouth was filling up with blood. So I ran outside, spit the blood out. You know, I didn't want to fight back.
Okay.
And I was in a daze, so...
Can I see the medical reports, please?
Yep.
And photographs, if you have any.
There's photographs. There's that. There's that.
All right, you went for the first time to the hospital on the 19th. Is that right, or did you go that day?
That's when I got my jaw wired shut. Was the 19th.
That's when you got your jaw wired?
Yep.
Okay.
And it was right before Thanksgiving. So I could not have Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh. And then... It's the least of your problems. Oh, you went on the 18th. And then you went back on the 19th. What time did you get to North County Regional Hospital?
It was about 9 in the morning.
That was when you went there for the first time?
Yes.
And what time did you leave the party on the 17th?
12:30.
And is what you're telling me you had 3 beers, Mr. Rowland?
Yes. From the point that I started drinking to when he hit me, I had 3 beers.
You must have very low tolerance for alcohol because they told you at North County Regional Hospital that they wouldn't do anything for you that day because you had alcohol effects in your body.
Yes, after he hit me, I did drink more.
Where?
I had 1 or 2 more at his house, and then we left. And then...
I thought you'd left right afterwards, sir, with blood in your mouth, and you walked away.
No. I went outside, and I spit the blood out, and then came back in, went, talked to Zach, figured out what his problem was, why he had to freak out like that.
What did he say to you when you went back inside?
That he was very, very sorry, and that he did not want me to take it to the cops, because it would have been his 3rd offense for fighting. And he just pled me, please do not bring it to the cops. Please, please. I'll let you hit me. All this and that. Well, I kind of felt like I shouldn't. You know, he feels really sorry.
Okay, so you continued to drink there?
Yeah, I had 2 more.
Okay. Okay.
So, the truth now? Basically, the only thing that happened there was the jaw got broke and that...
Just a second. Let's go back. He came to the party.
Yeah, he came to the party. Me and his ex-girlfriend were talking on the couch. He came in. He was already intoxicated. Nothing really happened at first. About half hour later, he started flipping out, drunk.
What do you mean he was flipping out? Tell me exactly what
he started getting jealous, Your Honor.
Tell me what he was doing or saying.
He was drinking. He approached me, and he said, excuse my language, what the f*** you doing? Trying to move in? And he don't even date her no more. They only dated for a little bit.
Okay, so he came over, and he asked you if you were trying to move in with his girlfriend. Go ahead, and what did you say?
You know, no, he started getting louder. I told him to leave. He wouldn't leave, so I tried forcing him out.
How did you try to force him out?
I grabbed him by his arm. He's bigger than me. It didn't really work. He relaxed a little bit, started to walk out and grab my cigarettes.
And what did you say to him?
I said, give him back.
And what did he say to you?
I said, no. And he knew what was going on.
Just a second. We're going to go slow. Give me my cigarettes. He said, no. You said what?
Same thing, you know. I told him I hit him, too.
You said, if you don't give him back, I'm going to hit you?
Yes.
Well, then you have to say that to me. You say, you don't give him back, I'm going to what?
Hit you. And then he swung on me first and glanced, like, nicked me. That's how the fight
started. That's a lie, sir. No, no, no. That's a lie, because that's not what you said in your answer. You didn't tell me in your answer that he connected with you in any way. So don't make up a fib. Now that you've been telling me the truth all along, don't make up a fib. He didn't touch you, right?
Yes, Your Honor. He did glance.
He did not touch you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what did you do to him?
I hit him.
Where did you hit him?
All over the face.
How many times?
I don't know. We were fighting both each other. It wasn't like
How
me
many
just...
times did you hit him in the face?
I don't know, Your Honor. I didn't
How many
count.
Times did he hit you in the face?
None. He was trying to hit me. He's a wrestler
just
type
a second.
Dude.
How many times did he hit you in the face?
None.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When Zach had said that he was moving in on the lady over there, he wasn't. Because he was my boyfriend at the time.
Maybe he likes to have 2 girlfriends.
I'd hope not.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jonathan Rowland says former friend Zachary Surratt broke his jaw when he punched him during a party at his home. Zachary is countersuing for property damage.
Okay. Were you there that evening?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Tell me your name.
Ashley Grath.
Who brought you to the party?
His friend did, Chris.
Were you present when this all took place?
I was in the kitchen, and I could see the living room from where it had happened.
I just want you to tell me exactly what you saw from the kitchen, not what you speculate happened. Tell me what you saw.
I was in the kitchen talking to a couple girls that were at the party. All of a sudden, we heard a loud commotion, and I seen Zach hitting him. I never seen what was going on before that, though.
Were you present when the plaintiff left?
Yes, ma'am.
And did he come back?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you hear what happened when he came back?
No, ma'am.
How long did he stay after he came back?
Half hour at most. I was also sober cab that night because Chris and John wanted to drink, so...
So you hadn't had anything to drink?
I was sober completely.
Did you ever at any point see the plaintiff hit the defendant?
No.
During the altercation, how many times did you see the defendant hit the plaintiff?
At least 15.
You didn't see the beginning, so you didn't see what started it.
Right.
But you saw him, the defendant, hitting the plaintiff at least 15 times, and you saw no blows struck by the plaintiff to the defendant.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Sit down. Okay. Your name?
Elena Needham.
And where were you when this took place?
I was sitting on the couch in the living room.
Okay. Tell me what you observed.
I saw John come up, and he was acting very jealous, and he came up, and he started trash-talking to Zach, and then he came at him just very aggressively, and then Zach asked him to leave, was physically moving him out.
How was he physically moving him out?
Just pushing him out.
Pushing him out. Where were his hands when he was pushing him out?
I would say just pushing him out on the shoulders.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was intoxicated, so my memory doesn't serve right.
Well, if your memory isn't great, I don't want you to tell me anything that you don't remember. Do you understand?
Yes.
Clearly remember.
Clearly remember him coming up to him. And
yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
And you clearly remember him pushing him out.
Yes.
Do you remember anything else?
No.
You have any sense of how intoxicated Zach was?
No.
Now you can sit down. Okay. Anybody else want to say anything to me?
I do.
Yes.
I was also his girlfriend at the time.
Whose girlfriend?
John's.
You were?
Yes.
Yes.
When Zach had said that he was moving in on the lady over there, he wasn't, because he was my boyfriend at the time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sit down. Well, you don't actually know that. Maybe he likes to have two girlfriends.
I'd hope not.
Claim alleges that he damaged your house.
Yes, Your Honor.
It's dismissed. Let's retrace what you did wrong. First of all, you were sneaky.
I was sneaky?
Yeah. How sneaky were you?
I don't know.
Well, you live at home with your mother who pays the bills. What do you do for a living?
Nothing.
Nothing. So she puts a roof over your head, food in your stomach, probably gives you money for gas in your car because you at age 22 do nothing. So you wait for her to go to her job where she's working a night shift in order to support you. And then you proceed to invite 50 people to your house. You invited them because you invited five and said, you know, we're having a party. At no time did you call the police and say, listen, I invited five people to my house, 50 showed up, please come and get rid of the rest of them. But you were partying because your mother wasn't home. That's sneaky. And I'm absolutely positive that you would come up with some very original story if your mother said, what's going on? Who destroyed my house? You would have had some sort of a story about Tinkerbell and everybody else coming to your house from the fairyland and destroying the place, and you had no idea of what happened that day. How many times have you been arrested for assault?
As an adult, only once.
Well, you haven't been an adult that long, sir. You've only been an adult for 1 year. So how many times were you arrested as an adult and a juvenile for assault?
I don't know.
More than five?
No, probably, I don't know. I had to look at my record.
When was the last time you were arrested for an assault as an adult?
21, actually.
What happened to that case?
I was charged.
I know you were charged. Was there an adjudication?
No.
Is the case still pending? What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know the terms. I got probation and...
Then there was an adjudication. You were found guilty.
Yeah.
And you got probation. Are you still on probation?
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, there you go. So there's a ring of truth to what the plaintiff says when he says, you begged him, please, don't report this because I'm on probation. And if I violate probation with another assault, you're going to go to jail for how long?
30 days.
Probably longer.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
We're starting off on the wrong foot here, Mr. Borland, because you think that you can come into court and you can lie. And you can't. Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jonathan Rowland says former friend Zachary Surratt broke his jaw when he punched him during a party at his home. Zachary is countersuing for property damage.
Mr. Surratt, if you assaulted somebody and this is a serious assault where their mouth was wired shut, that's a serious assault. That's not a simple assault. That's a second degree assault. You're looking at probably 3 years. Then you would at least be doing something and not throwing parties at your mother's house. Now you have to find something to do, Mr. Surratt. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. As requested, your counterclaim, sir, is dismissed. Get a job. That's all.
Sure, thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He said, stop, please, don't want no more.
Didn't want to fight back. I was seeing stars. My mouth was filling up with blood.
You look fine. You just spitting out blood.
Pretty bloody, pretty gross.
I don't know. I guess he was just a jealous boyfriend.
A move. You know, don't ever see each other really that much.
Don't hang out with scandalous people.
Don't throw parties. Get a job and keep my fist to myself.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rosine versus Borland. Step forward.
26-year-old Sally Rosine is suing her ex-boyfriend, 23-year-old Joshua Borland, for the value of a flat-screen TV and an unpaid cell phone bill.
Mr. Borland, who do you live with now, sir?
My mother.
Where's the television you took with you in March?
I sold it.
Who did you sell it to?
A friend of mine.
Friend's name is what?
Josh.
How much did you sell it for?
$1,500.
What's his phone number?
He doesn't have a phone.
I don't believe you. Everybody has a phone. If he has a TV, he has a phone. You want to start again with me?
Sure.
Where's the TV?
I sold it.
To whom?
My friend Josh.
Get me his phone number. You see, we're starting off on the wrong foot here, Mr. Borland. We're starting off on the wrong foot because you think that you can come into court and you can lie. And you can't. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. You lived together with this creep for a brief period of time.
He didn't live with me. He just stayed with me a lot.
Well, staying with you a lot is close to living with you.
He didn't pay me anything for any kind of bills or anything, though.
The fact that he's, you know, a deadbeat creep doesn't make the fact that he stayed with you, lived with you, shared your apartment, whatever it was.
Yes, ma'am.
And your complaint is that you purchased a television set while he was staying with you. You purchased a cell phone for him while he was staying with you.
Yes, ma'am.
And when he left, he took the TV and the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you leave?
Beginning of March.
Where's your phone?
I don't have it with me here today.
Where is it?
I left it with
Josh.
No, I left it at home.
Why would you do that?
I don't have coverage here.
You don't have coverage where?
Here. Yeah, I'd be in roaming, so I'd incur a lot of charges.
What if somebody has to reach you, like your mother? What if she got ill and the family had to reach you, sir? What would you use for a phone?
Payphone, email account.
Well, how would they find you?
I guess they wouldn't be able to.
I guess so. Ugh. Ugh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning is provided by... Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, how much was the television set he took?
The television set was $2,511.
Were you at the house when he moved out?
No, I was not. I was at work.
Did he tell you he was moving out?
No, he did not.
Is that correct, Mr. Borland?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The cell phone that you purchased for him,
yes, ma'am,
is your problem.
Ma'am, I had an agreement with him that he would pay half of all the charges for the cell phone bill. I have documentation to prove it. I also have to pay $200 to have that line disconnected, which I don't have.
It's a very good example for the rest of the world. Don't buy cell phones for people.
Ma'am, I'm a single parent. I work full-time and I go to school.
Then you shouldn't have bought him a cell phone because he says, which I tend to agree with, that you wanted to be able to keep in touch with him.
That's not true. His friends were calling me. He had a job. When I activated the cell phone, he had asked me to activate the cell phone for him before he had a job, and I told him
no. Do you have
an
agreement with him in writing that if you separate and he takes the telephone with him, he's going to pay for the disconnect fee?
No, ma'am.
Of course not.
We were planning a future together.
I know.
Getting
married,
having children.
The only thing you're getting is the TV because he didn't pay for it, and he has no right to keep it. Do you understand?
Well, what about...
I don't believe the Josh story, who owns a $1,500 television set but not a telephone. The television you can't leave with. You didn't pay for it. You watched it in her house. That's what it was purchased for, to watch in her home.
She
with
gave it
you.
To me as a gift, though.
You were living with your mother. Is that right?
Yes.
If she wanted to make you a gift, sir, she would have put it in your mother's house. Was it in your mother's house?
No, it was not.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,511. That's all. Out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
Some get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I want to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
It was a gift, and there's no reason that I should have to pay for something that someone gave to me as a gift.
He totally took advantage of me.
I guess because I'm a really nice guy.
He walked in the store with me and asked me to purchase a TV for him, promised he'd pay the cell phone bill every month, and he just took advantage of me because I was a single parent.
We were shopping, and I pointed out the TV, and she said she'd be able to get it for me.
Lavish lifestyle, my butt.
That is a strong possibility.
I don't have a lavish lifestyle.
She was trying to buy me gifts to keep me around.
I go to school, and I work full-time, and I take care of my daughter.
Nothing in life is free.
Stay away from men with no jobs.